God is the president of a college that bears the name of Jesus Christ. You have expectations of me that legitimately would establish the fact that I should live a godly life. I should live in holiness and godly sincerity. You have that expectation of me. That expectation of me is a point of accountability. And if you have it and you're here for a time and gone, and the faculty are here all the time, they have it on an enduring basis. And then there are people around me, people that I work with here, like Mark and Dick and Brad and Kevin and others, and they have expectations of me. And so do the other people that I work with in the various ministries. So do the elders of Grace Church, and so does the congregation there. I have a lot of accountability there. My wife, she thinks that I should do everything I preach perfectly. I tell her, honey, I preach a better message than I can live. I mean, give me some slack, just a little. That's a lot of accountability. My children hold me accountable. Do you think they have an expectation for me? Of course they do. My grandchildren hold me accountable. Got another one coming into the world in a couple of weeks, so I've got another little guy who's going to expect me to live a life that supports what I say I believe. And those people are at, you know, varying levels around me, moving into very, very intimate levels where people that work very closely with me have seen me in every situation. And I'm always amazed. I was on an elevator in a foreign country not long ago, and I said to a person something like, you know, which floor is such and such? And somebody spun around and said, I know that voice, you're John MacArthur. Oh. I mean, that happens to me quite a bit. Walking down a street somewhere in some other part of the world, people will... You know, I have accountability, but let me tell you something. Nobody on this planet knows what's in my heart. Nobody. And nobody can hold me accountable there. That is where the battle is won or lost. And if you're losing it there, you're going to lose it on the outside because you can't keep the lid on that. Turn to James. And I'm, you know, I didn't know what I was going to say till I started saying it, so we'll just keep going and see where we get. This will be like link sausage, you know. We'll get to the end of something, we'll whack it off, you know. James 1. It's kind of fun, you know, to go and hear yourself because you don't know what you're going to say. James 1, but I'm talking from the heart, so you understand. Passages jump into my mind. James 1. Verse 14, each one is tempted when he's carried away.